Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Radio Podcast. Press release. The Dutch double standard regarding the genocide of Muslims in Srebrenica. The cabinet wants to grant the Dutch Bad the Third veterans, whose failure to act to lead the cold-blooded execution of more than 8,000 Muslim men, €5,000 to compensate for the lack of recognition and appreciation. In 1995, under the supervision and cooperation with Dutch Bat, over 8,000 Muslim men and boys were separated from their wives and mothers, only to be brutally executed and dumped in mass graves thereafter by Serbian militias. This occurred while they were tasked to protect the Muslim enclave. The Dutch Bat displayed negligence in their responsibility and even assisted the Serbian aggressor, an absolute shame which should be acknowledged at the least to help ease the pain. However, the contrary is true. The Dutch authorities chose to acknowledge the Dutch Bat's pain by honouring them with a symbolic sum of money. Meanwhile, the survivors of the real victims of the genocide of Srebrenica, up until now and after 26 years, have not received any damage compensation. This insane paradigm is telling in how the Dutch government as well as the European judicial system deal with this issue. The following is a summary thereof. It took an astonishing 7 years before the first Srebrenica report of the NIOD on the genocide was published. The conclusion was drawn from only one narrow perspective. The mission was ill-prepared and the Dutch Bat could not be held accountable for the horror that took place in Srebrenica. In 1999, the UN also concluded that the Dutch Blue Helmets do not share in the blame in respect to the genocide. In 2010, the victims surviving next of kin, mothers of Srebrenica, whom after 15 years had yet to see any progress towards a just ending, decided to press charges, filing a report of genocide and war crimes. Tom Kermans, the commander of the Dutch UN battalion Dutch Bat, was one of those who had charges pressed against him. Without success, however, as the public prosecutor's office decided not to prosecute Kermans. In 2004, the court in The Hague ruled that the Netherlands are not responsible for the deaths of over 8,000 Muslim men, but only partially responsible for the deportation of over 300. In other words, Dutch Bat was not responsible for the fate of 7,700 Muslim men that were transported and executed. In 2017, the Court of Appeal in The Hague confirmed the previous verdict in which the state was held responsible for the deaths of 300 Muslim men. It ruled, however, that only 30% of the damages will be compensated. According to the Court of Appeal, the Dutch government was only responsible for 30% of the 300 victims who were inside the Dutch compound. Therefore, in determining the damages caused by the negligence of the Dutch government to be compensated, only 30% will be paid instead of the full 100%. The Dutch Bat soldiers remained scot-free as well. On top of that, none of the surviving next of kin, not even after 26 years, received any compensation. Most of the mothers of Srebrenica are of old age, so much so that some of them have already passed away. What are they waiting for? The surviving next of kin are being stalled while war crimes are called heroes, while war criminals are called heroes. What about the victims? They can figure it out themselves. The monetary reward of the Dutch government of Dutch Bat is therefore not only a slap in the face of the survivors, it is above all a slap in the face of honesty, righteousness and justice. Characteristics the Dutch government is clearly lacking. Okay, Paula, media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Netherlands. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.